This is March. Austin Bechtel with you on the Fan Roy Morning Show. Flip the calendars, everyone. It's March 1st. The greatest month of the year for basketball. Whipple Championships are going on at the Peterson Event Center. College basketball, March Madness, conference tournaments. This is also my birthday month, so I'm kind of one of the... I have a lot of favoritism towards March. There's the correct words. And it's also a time for baseball to return in full swing with the first month of spring training, first full month of spring training, before the Pirates ultimately close out the month in Miami with the start of the Major League Baseball season. But who's going to join them there? We know Ryan Reynolds will be there. We know Ke'Bryan Hayes will be there. We know Mitch Keller will be there, the last three guys that signed long-term extensions with the Buccos. David Bednar, Aroldis Chapman. All right, the obvious is out of the way. The real question falls with the prospects. And maybe not so much a prospect anymore, but somebody who has to be on the Major League roster because his bat is too good and his defense, I hope he can just figure it out in the Major Leagues. Henry Davis has to start this season on the Major League roster, the active roster. There's no questions to be asked. Sure, you could send him down to AAA and basically commit, say, okay, he's going to catch 5 days a week. He's going to learn to master the craft. They shouldn't have picked him 1-1 if they didn't think he could catch anyway. But, oh well, got to be past that right now. Hindsight is 20/20. If you're going to win in 2024, or if you're going to lose in 2024, you have to do it with Henry Davis at catcher. If you do not, and you run Yasmani Grandal out there 5 days a week, and decide that the option is better to put Jason Delay, the human rain delay behind the plate, or Ali Sanchez, really? As the backup to Yasmani Grandal, maybe not for that long, but for an extended period of time. It's not like Henry Davis is going to go to AAA. Ah, he's got it figured out in a week. Call him back up. If Henry Davis is going to learn how to catch, he's got to learn it in Pittsburgh. Let him play every 5 days. Let him learn. Let him fail with the Major League club. That's what the Pirates did with Mitch Keller for so long. There were talks, oh, well, they sent him back down to AAA. And, I mean, they worked with pretty much everything they had to. Everything they could. Send him to the bullpen. Henry Davis is one of, no doubt, the best nine bats on the Pirates team. It's probably the best bat behind Cruz, assuming that he's healthy, like he's shown and we all believe him to be. Brian Reynolds, Andrew McCutchen. Anyone else? Ke'Bryan Hayes is starting to figure it out. Home run yesterday, grand slam earlier in the week. Last year was really good in the second half. Could be an all-star this year. Won his first ever gold glove. Henry Davis with a three-run home run. Top half of the first inning that scored O'Neill Cruz and Rowdy Tellez. Three-run shot with two outs. And then Paul Skeens entered the game. And Skeens is probably the most highly anticipated Pirates prospect to be on the team. And that will eventually debut this year, barring any injuries or barring any unforeseen setbacks that would be stunning to the baseball world. Probably, if anyone, in the last, I would think, this century, right? He's more hyped up than Gerrit Cole. I wasn't around for when they picked, like, some of the other first-round pick guys in the 86, what, 86, 96? Bullington. Skeens went one inning, 10 pitches, One, two, three. They all went. He touched 102 on the radar gun. Isn't it just kind of laughable? This guy's out here throwing 102 miles an hour. Jackson Holliday, who was the first overall pick in the draft 2 years ago, basically said, yeah, it's kind of difficult. You're facing 102. Think about it this way. Aroldis Chapman, the most feared reliever for a decade plus, throwing 103, 104. Paul Skenes throws 101, 102. He's a starter. Aroldis Chapman originally was a starter, became a bullpen arm. No, Paul Skenes is a starter. Throwing 100, 101, and 102. I mean, it's just damn impressive. It's something that we just do not see very often. And we don't see it at all. And it's something that the Pirates have to take care of. Don't let it go to waste. He's only pitched 6 innings and change in the minor leagues. Only half a season, if you want to even consider it half a season. About a couple of months. A couple cups of coffee. When he was bouncing around between the lower minor leagues. Stopped at Altoona. I was there when he made his debut in Altoona. It was not good. It was not good. Put up a crooked number. Didn't get out of the first inning. Got 2 outs. And that was it. But then he regrouped. Battled back in and was good. The rest of the way. Paul Skenes has to be on this team by the middle of June. End of May. I understand the Super 2. The extra year of club control. Look. I think, honestly, you'd be kind of foolish not to put Paul Skenes in the minor leagues and get an extra year of club control. I mean, you can argue about arbitration. Do you want to play in pre-arb or arbitration? Okay. I'll give you that. But you're talking about another year of control of this guy. Now, you could also make the argument. You call him up opening day. We'll let him make the team. Because if he is one of your 5 best pitchers, how do you not? To play devil's advocate, Gerrit Cole was drafted number 1 overall in 2011, debuted in 2013, 2 years later. Paul Skenes would be debuting months later. Cole pitched 200 innings in the minors before he came up. 200! Paul Skenes, 6 and change. That's 6 1/3, 6 2/3. That's it. Is that concerning at all to you? 412-928-9370. Also, Henry Davis must be the starting catcher. He's out there hitting bombs. He's seemingly playing pretty decent behind the plate. Why? Other than that first game when it was like, well, Henry, a couple wild pitches. And the pitching staff kind of said, well, it was on us. And the evaluation of the game, well, it wasn't really on Henry. Maybe one was on Henry. Going back and analyzing the data and analyzing what happened. But Davis is hitting 364 to begin spring. A 969 OPS. 2 hits yesterday. Drove in 3 on the 3-run homer. He's playing really well. And again, yes, it's spring training. But if Henry Davis rakes, just absolutely mashes in spring training, and catches at a reasonable rate, is a considerable catcher behind the plate. He does not have to be Austin Hedges. And it was funny because I heard Greg Brown earlier this week on one of the Pirates broadcasts, a spring training game, when it was thrown out, well, he's not Austin Hedges catching. It's like, well, nobody's Austin Hedges. And I couldn't tell if that was sarcastic. I think Greg Brown did like the defense that Austin Hedges brought, even though everything else, you know, was kind of poor, atrocious, hit like 150. It was ridiculous. Just so bad, putrid. And then he won a World Series in Texas. Henry Davis has to be here. Paul Skenes, if he's one of your best 5, has to be here by whenever that date goes up that you can get an extra year of club control. Or if you think he's going to win the Rookie of the Year, which honestly, it's a possibility. Not a lot. I don't know the numbers off the top of my head, but it seems like a lot of position players win National League Rookie of the Year over pitchers. That's just me. Maybe it's because of young pitchers not throwing as many innings, not having as many run. Maybe it's because they don't go out there every day. It's every five. That might be part of it. But if Paul Skeens is on the opening day roster, pitches very well throughout the rest of spring. He said probably about Monday or Tuesday, he's going to throw again. Realistically, you can ask, is he one of your best five? He is, right now, one of your best five. And I don't really know if you can deny that. Right? I mean, like, Mitch Keller won. Paul Skeens ain't better than Marco Gonzalez if you put him in the majors right now. Martin Perez. I can tell you he's damn better than Rowanzi Contreras. Luis Ortiz and Quinn Priester, who I think everybody is just crossing their fingers that one of those three break out, one of those three play well, one of those three just figure it out, learn something this spring, have an ideal amount of velocity that returns. Luis Ortiz is now throwing 98 again. Remember he was dropping down to like 94, 95. Quinn Priester's still around 92, 93. Concerning? Yeah. But that's kind of where he's always been. Rowanzi Contreras also lost like 3-4 miles an hour on his fastball. That can't happen. Now, it seems like those guys have gotten it back. But Paul Skeens right now would probably be my two right away. He's probably the second best pitcher in this Pirates rotation right now, with the possibility of being the first, better than Mitch Keller, who just got $77 million. 412-928-9370, you want to weigh in on the Pirates? Henry Davis and Paul Skeens. You know, those two are two of the most important Pirates this year. You could throw Rowanzi Contreras in there as well. You can throw a lot of different guys into the mix. Leover Peguero at second base. Where is Jared Triolo going to play? Who the hell is playing right field? What's the catching situation going to be like? We know Yasmani Grandal is going to be on the team. I'm just not convinced that he's going to be the starter. I'm not. In all the comments that have been made, whether it be Charrington, broadcasters, the organization, players, it just does not ring to me in all the discussions and all the conversations that Yasmani Grandal is the set starter. And Ben Charrington did say that Henry Davis and Jason DeLay are fighting for that second spot. Doesn't mean starting spot. Maybe I'm naive. Maybe I'm wrong to think this. But doesn't it make sense for Henry Davis to be on the team on opening day? To just hit his way onto the team, catch every day. If they're going to lose, lose with Henry Davis learning to catch in the majors. Do it. Who cares? That's how he gets better. How is he going to get better if he doesn't get major league reps in major league games and play that well? And again, maybe I'm naive. Does it make sense? Yeah. Does it make sense to the Pirates? Again, organizations have weird ways of thinking that are different than us. Partly because, obviously, they know more than us. We might, as fans, broadcasters, analysts, outsiders looking in, think we know more. And, you know, sometimes, on some occasions, I'm sure we do. This might be one of them. I don't know. It just does not make sense to me why you wouldn't keep him in the majors. And John Parato came on yesterday with Zeiss and Starkey and talked about, well, when could we see Paul Skeens? He also talked about how many innings he could pitch. But first, Henry Davis. Well, John thinks it's going to be a great opening day in Indy.
It's pretty clear, regardless if they won't come right out and say it, that Yasmani Grandal is going to be their primary catcher this year.
Good grief.
So you have either Henry Davis or Jason DeLay or Ali Sanchez, who they signed over the winter to as a free agent. One of those three would be the backup catcher. I find that if you're going to develop Henry Davis and hope that he can be a regular, I don't think, I mean, they already tried to develop him by playing him in right field last year, which I'll never figure out. I think you have to play him more than twice a week. And to do that, you have to send him to Indianapolis, because if you're going to play Grandal 4 or 5 days a week, that doesn't leave many at-bats for Davis. So that's why I think he's going to Indianapolis, where he can be a regular catcher and really keep continue to work on his defense.
What are we doing here? You drafted him 1-1. He's not a middle schooler learning to play the position. He's not in high school. He was a catcher in Louisville going to the College World Series. What the hell is going on here? And why did he go out in right field? Andy Rodriguez? Sure. That's a good, reasonable answer to give. It is. But that doesn't mean you play him in right field. Stunt his growth as a catcher. You did it in the minors. If you wanted him to learn how to catch, because you never know what's going to happen. And up, you fall into the situation. You're into the trap, into the sand doom of Andy Rodriguez being hurt, out for the year, gone, done. See you later. Henry Davis got a catch. I mean, they're treating him, the situation at least, and what's been said in the media, what's been said by both sides, both parties in preparation for spring and now into spring, is that Henry Davis was going to catch. He was going to learn how to catch. He's going to be the guy to refine his tools. And he wasn't going to play right field. I just don't understand why he can't do this in the major leagues. Well, they want him to catch every 5 days. Why can't he catch every 5 days in the major leagues? Do they really think he's not that ready? If he is not good enough to catch in the major leagues defensively, why did you pick him number one? The bat's the answer. This is just a ridiculous situation to me. Let's have more fun. Paul Skeens.
This guy is considered the best college pitching prospect since Steven Strasburg. And now, you know, so that's over 10 years since Strasburg, almost 15 since he came out of San Diego State. I mean, this guy's an advanced pitcher. He's got a, you know, a good pitch mix. He's very mature. He succeeded greatly at the highest level of college baseball. I don't see him being in the minor leagues until September. I could see maybe all-star break at the latest, and I would think before that, I think probably as they are want to do, they'll probably keep him down long enough that he can't get to arbitration eligibility until a year later than he should. But I would think, I'd be surprised if he's not here by June. And like I said, I think the latest would be the all-star break in the middle of July.
So arbitration, Super 2, you know it, you don't love it, nobody does. That's when Paul Skeens is likely going to come up. So the Pirates are basically going to try to tread water until Paul Skeens gets here and Henry Davis learns how to catch. I'm still not convinced that Henry Davis won't be here. I'm not. Maybe I'm naive. Maybe I just don't see the full picture and I just don't get it. That might be it. 412-928-9370. You want to yell at me for that or whatever else. Paul Skeens, another just fascinating case. Throwing 102. Livy Dunn was on SportsCenter yesterday, like 20 minutes before he took the mound. He was talking about LSU gymnastics. They asked her, Paul's girlfriend, hey, what's it like being with Paul? And she was saying how even-keeled he is, how level-headed he is. And, I mean, that kind of just is seen through the interview that he did yesterday, right, with Pony and Mueller. He's got his head on straight more than multiple pro athletes. I mean, Paul Skeens to me, like, him and Henry Davis are so similar in the way that they go about their business. And people are going to be able to learn more about this when they see them in person. And it's tough because baseball prospects, they're playing in Altoona. I mean, it's a two-hour drive. Great. We don't get Altoona on TV. We don't get Indianapolis on TV. We got LSU on TV. I don't know how many people are watching Louisville baseball. But we watch Paul Skeens in the College World Series. We know who he is. We know what he does. Those are the two hardest working, like, focused guys. I think we've seen the Pirates taking the draft in a long time, like in the first round. Just, they don't answer questions. And what I mean by that is, they don't elaborate. If you ask Paul Skeens, like, so Paul, throwing 102, how'd you feel like today? What were you thinking? Well, I felt good. You know, fastball worked. I felt good. Henry hit a 3-run home run. What pitch did you see? What would you like about it? Well, it was a fastball. Just put a good swing on it, and thankfully left the park. They're bland. They're dull. They're boring. They love baseball. They're committed to their work. They don't want to talk. They just want to go work. This is not a detriment against people who like to talk to the media, big personalities at all. But these guys are so baseball-centric, so baseball-heavy, so up-in-your-face baseball, that that is what they care about, and they care about their hard work, doing their damnedest to win, more than really anything. You just got to commend it. And it's something that I like about both of those guys. And I wish that the overall economics of baseball was different, because Paul Skenes would be starting the year in the majors. And yeah, he does need some more seasoning. Six innings. 200 innings for Gerrit Cole. I understand he's the best pitching prospect since Steven Strasburg. Needs a little bit more work. The Fanway Morning Show is presented by CGR Wholesale, where the average Joe buys like a pro at CGR Wholesale. Also, Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet in McMurray. Save some green in March at Sun Chevy or sunchevy.com. The weekend is just about here. There is a 40% chance of rain today. High of 54 degrees. It's currently 25. The low of 25. We're at that low right now. Saturday, 53. Low of 41. How about Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, fun day, 65 Sunday, 42 degrees below. It's going to get up to 70 on Monday, 69 degrees on Tuesday, for temperatures drop again back into the 50s. This is March. Austin Bechtel with you on the FM.